prizes. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what first class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
It's frustrating going to the supermarket and finding the meat department sold out of everything. A short trip to the Corner Butcher in Clemson's Patrick Square will take care of that for you and your family. With an exceptional quality product selection of meats, poultry, and fresh seafood, the Corner Butcher, a locally owned part of your community, hand-cuts your choices right there in the store. Feed your family the best and support another local business. The Corner Butcher, Patrick Square, Clemson.
It's Tiger Time. You know what I'm talking about. Tiger Time Magazine, the preseason collector's edition you've come to know and trust for 18 years. It covers everything a Tiger fan would want to know about the upcoming season, including game day outlooks, player profiles, hot topics, the 2020 signing class, electrifying photos, and much more. Pick up your Tiger Time Magazine entitled Roaring 20s at Walmart, Walgreens, Buy Low, Barnes & Noble, Dollar General, and convenience stores, or visit tigertime.net to order online. Don't miss out.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com, in Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
You've worked your whole life, and now you're ready to retire. But where do you start? There are several things to consider before you retire, and it's easy to make mistakes if you don't know your options. At Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson, we do more than investments. We build you a holistic plan to address all the elements of your retirement. Call us today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com. Let us help you. Securities and advisory services offered through the Strategic Financial Alliance, Incorporated, otherwise unaffiliated with Kiwi Financial.
Today, Ramona, welcome back. And man, did you pick an interesting day to return from vacation.
Apparently I did.
Yes, you did. Sleep has not been part of my equation for the last 24 hours, but that's okay. I don't need sleep. I'll sleep when I'm dead. Here's the thing. Just at the start of this, I don't have any show prep for today. You know why? Because I've been preparing for this my whole life. I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Okay.
My whole life, I've been waiting for this moment. And now it's here. Let me, first of all, lay out what's happened. This started with a rookie freshman Big Ten commissioner in Kevin Warren, who thought he was some friggin' hotshot coming from the NFL, and what he's found out in the last 24, 48 hours is that you're just a guy. You're the guy who goes and gets the coffee, Kevin. You're not the guy who dictates anything. You don't get to dictate anything. You go get the coffee. You come back in 2 years when you're a junior, and then maybe you'll be the boss. But for right now, you're not the boss of anybody. And I pleaded for the SEC last night. You want to be the big dogs, SEC? Then raise your hand and say, hey, we're the big dogs, and we don't give a rat's behind what you think, Kevin Warren. We don't care what you think, Big Ten. I want it noted that a Nicole Auerbach article from a couple hours ago from The Athletic stated that the Big Ten presidents hadn't voted on anything. That's what she's claiming. Kevin Warren came into college football like Charlie Weiss came in when he became the head coach at Notre Dame. And Charlie said, basically, I'm smarter than everybody. You people are playing checkers. I'm playing chess. I'm from the NFL. You people have no chance to scheme against me. The guy actually said that. Kevin Warren believed the same thing. Kevin Warren believed he came from the NFL, where he was a hot shot in the NFL, and that he could just go to college football and dictate terms to the people who really matter. This isn't Jim Delaney anymore. This is not the power broker Jim Delaney. No. This is a rookie, Kevin Warren. And Kevin Warren thought that he could pressure the other leagues to do his bidding. He was wrong. The question is, just how wrong was he? Well, we have the coach of Ohio State, Ryan Day, saying this isn't over yet. We have Nicole Auerbach writing an article saying that the Big Ten presidents haven't voted. I'm sorry, what have I been reading the last 48 hours then? If Nicole Auerbach is right, what the hell have I been reading the last 48 hours? I have read that this thing is over because of the Big Ten. That all the other conferences would fall in line and that this thing was over. She's saying that they haven't even voted on it. And what this is about then is a total leadership vacuum in the Big Ten. And how do we know this is true? We know because, I'm sorry, today is Monday, right? Well, on Wednesday, this guy in his league, Kevin Warren in his league, came out with a schedule. And now, 3 or 4 days later, what exactly has changed in the world in those 3 or 4 days that would dictate the dramatic turn in policy? What? One thing I warned about and I told people about on Twitter and we talked about last night were potential legal entanglements. That was one area of concern because you have an Indiana player's family, Big Ten, in Brady Feeney and his mom, who is basically saying that the league did not protect her son. And so this guy, Kevin Warren, is an attorney. And so what do you think he's thinking? He's thinking, I can't get sued here. We can't get sued, What you have, right, what you have is you have ineffective leadership, a guy who hasn't been in this position, a guy who doesn't know what he's doing, but a guy who thought he was such a hot shot that he could dictate terms to everybody else. It turns out he can't. Because as we suggested all last night, that what I was anticipating was waking up to the news today that the SEC tells the Big Ten, if you're the big dog SEC, then show the leadership, step up, it's time to prove it, carry the ACC, carry the Big 12. Look, I'm perfectly fine with an All-Southern Championship. If the Big 12 doesn't want to go in, give me the All-Southern Championship. Give me the ACC and the SEC schedules. Give me two champions out of each league. Give me a Sugar Bowl date to determine the national champion, and we'll call it the national. We don't care about you. We don't care about you. But a Sunday, all day Sunday, I had to endure these negative ninnies who just want to promote the agenda that college football is dead. And don't tell me they weren't doing celebration dances on Twitter, because they were. I saw it and I read it all day night. So save that, stuff that, because that's totally false. These people were ecstatic in their alleged righteousness. They were desperate to be right about college football being canceled. And they were more than prepared to dance on the grave of college football. Well, hold your dance steps, because you ain't dancing anywhere yet. Greg Sankey, SEC commissioner, from his Twitter feed: best advice I received since COVID-19, be patient. Take time when making decisions. This is all new, and you'll gain better information each day. That's like a lecture to Kevin Warren, Big Ten commissioner. The at SEC has been deliberate at each step since March. In other words, we know what we're doing. Slowed return to practice, delayed first game to respect the start of fall semester, developed testing protocols. We know concerns remain. We have never had a football season in a COVID-19 environment. Can we play? I don't know. We haven't stopped trying. We haven't stopped trying. We support, educate, and care for student athletes every day, and we'll continue to do so every day. The big dog is barking. The big dog is saying, not so fast, Kev. Not so fast, new guy. You don't make the rules here. You're not the boss of me. And I am hoping against hope that the ACC and the Big 12 have the intestinal fortitude to be a part of that mix. And we can play a college football season with or without the Big 10, with or without the Pac-12. That's what I'm hoping for. But I'm not sure that's the end of it, because I'm not sure that the final word in this process, and by the way, Roy Fopa and I have been talking about this almost continuously the last couple of days, because we're on the same side of this deal. I'm not so sure that the final word in this process isn't that the worm that turns is the Big Ten.
When everybody else starts playing football, they will cave.
Before then. I think they may cave in the next 24 hours. They may cave today.
Well, they're looking bad.
The Big Ten, who thought they were big bad A's, and they were going to dictate terms to the rest of college football, they may be the one that winds up turning today. And by tomorrow or Wednesday, we may be full steam ahead with five power conference leagues again. I think that is more likely at this point than the alternative. But I am sick to death of these people who revel in the notion that college football will be canceled. And you know that their only concern is the ability to be right. And you know how you know that? Because, Ramona, I can't find any of them today. I can't find a stinking one of them who all day long, yeah, were dancing on the grave of college football. Everywhere you looked, tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet, they all crawled back from under the rocks from which they came. Stay there. We don't need you. We hate you. You know what? This has nothing to do with whether you're right or wrong. If you're right, we're still going to hate you. You add nothing. Texas Tech did a study that said 75%, that's 3 out of 4 for you people in Big Ten land. 75% of high school student athletes were depressed. Clinically depressed over the state of not having high school sports. If that's true, I got a newsflash for you. We have a giant problem all over America where too many young people are doing dangerous things to themselves already. But let's just cancel it all, because that'll make it better, because that'll make three Jack A national writers feel better about themselves. Because they don't cover sports. They're actually anti-sports writers. I mean, imagine being tripping over yourselves to be the first to report horrible news. I don't want to be that guy or girl. I don't want to be that person. But all day yesterday, all day, all night, I saw the tweets over and over and over again. I can't find a single one of those stinking maggots now. Because all of a sudden there's a danger that they're actually going to be wrong about the whole thing. So they've shut right up. For me and for most others, this isn't about being right or wrong. This is about everything that the game brings. This is about a nation that needs a little bit of a boost right now, physically, emotionally, every way. And that is why you have seen college football players stand in unison from coast to coast, from the north to the south, saying, we want to play. Then stop cowering in the corner of your alleged emergency meeting rooms. College commissioners, don't stand idly by and let the leaders be 20-year-olds. Your job is not to lead from behind. Your job is to be at the forefront of this. So in unison, college commissioners, tell the Big Ten where they can stuff it. And then the Big Ten can either follow or be left behind. And trust me when I tell you, substantial damage will be incurred by any league that opts out if others elect to play. Financially, popularity-wise, recruiting-wise, every element. That's why at this hour, I think it is more likely that five leagues play than none play. We're just getting warmed up. Walt Diptula Road Rage. Welcome back, Ramona. Good to have you. We'll be back.
Yes, indeed. We're talking some mighty fine eating at the Chicken Basket in Anderson, home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. Now with a brand spanking newly remodeled dining room. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Let's face it, sometimes local is just better. Locally grown, locally sourced, shop local, eat local. But what about local expertise? At Allstate, Friar Dixon is just that, a local. So contact Clemson Allstate agency Friar Dixon today so he can help you with protection that's right for you and the things you love most. Allstate, are you in good hands? Friar Dixon Allstate, Patrick Square, above Rick Irwin's, 133 Thomas Green Boulevard, Suite 206A. Call 643-2895. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick is a former state prosecutor and has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a real estate closing. Visit nicklaverylaw.com for more information and call 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. Go Tigers.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing with the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate. Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
We are all living in uncertainty right now, but one thing is for certain, and that is the importance of health and cleanliness in our home. It's one of the things we can control to keep our families safe. There's no one better to clean and disinfect your home than the cleaning experts at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129 and a free hallway. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com. ZeroResGreenville.com.
When untamed, water is one of the most destructive forces on Earth, creating problems that cause you to be non-compliant. Incompliance is a turnkey stormwater, lake construction, and dredging company. Water management comes with a myriad of code requirements, and Incompliance specializes in keeping your water issues compliant. From full engineering and construction to simple solutions for small problems, they're the pros. Find them at stormwaterproblems.com. stormwaterproblems.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Missed a show? No worries. Catch every hour of every show on our webpage, WCCPFM.com. We are The Roar.
Mommy, can Pat Forty come out and play? I can't find him anywhere. I can't find any of those people anywhere. Where are they? Where are they? All day Sunday, they reveled. And again, don't dare tell me they didn't. Don't dare. Because I have a simple litmus test that I can prove you a liar. And the litmus test is, I can't find them today. Because the news of today has been predominantly good as it relates to the prospects of a fall college football season. But do I see any of those people on Twitter saying that? Do I see any of those people saying, well, this would be a relief if we can actually play? No. No. They're nowhere to be found. And there's all the litmus test you need. They're disingenuous phonies. They live to be negative. They live to create hits. They live to be the first to tell you bad news. And it is absolutely evidenced by their absence today. Because you can't find any of them. Not a single one of them. They've all gone underground because all day yesterday they told us there was going to be no college football and it was just a matter of hours. That the Big Ten decided, first it was the MAC that decided, then it was the Big Ten. Who died and made the Big Ten boss of anything? You think at some level Greg Sankey said in the last 24 hours, who the hell is this guy? Who is he? I don't even know this guy's name. Who's going to tell me how we're going to run college football? Sit down, rookie. Sit down. Come back in 2 years. Come back in 2 years. You may have been some hot shot in the NFL, but we don't really care what you think here. This is our game. And this was what I was hoping for last night, Ramona. I wrote tweet after tweet about, hey, SEC, you claim to be the big dog, then step up. Step up. Let's hear from you. Let's show people what you're actually made of. And to my great pleasure, that's exactly what they're doing. And by the way, just to be clear, I'm not interested in right and wrong in this. I'm interested in college football. I'm interested in what I think it brings to all of us, to the small town communities that depend on it, to the people who make their livings off of this game. Because in small towns, in areas like Clemson, this is vital.
It is.
It's vital for the economy. It's vital for the spirit. But we're learning more than that if you will just open your eyes and ears. We're learning that there are studies saying that high school athletes, as much as 75% of them, are suffering from clinical depression because they may have their sports taken from them. This is a bigger picture issue than just the face value of football for football's sake. It always has been. And so when you act giddy about cancellations and about the prospects of you being right, and that trumps the reality of the situation that we're in, then to me, you're a maggot. The world would be better without you. Again, from the beginning, we've understood that we're in a pandemic. We don't need negative reinforcement on that. But it is remarkable that all of the people who were doing these victory dance over the grave of college football yesterday are nowhere to be found today. Nowhere. Not at the forefront saying, hey, man, this is great news. I will be ecstatic if it turns out I've been wrong about everything I've been reporting for 2 months. No. They're nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. And by the way, I don't know regarding the we want to play in the We Are United movement. I don't know who co-opted whom there. But regardless, there's been a meeting of the college players' minds. And somehow those two movements found some middle ground that players spoke of in unison yesterday. And by the way, these aren't little names. These are the biggest names in the sport, potentially the top two picks in the next draft. Both saying they want to play. And it should be noted that the list of demands that were originally constructed from Pac-12 players in the We Are United movement has been significantly reduced. The economic arm of the list of demands is nowhere to be seen. Other than there is a mention of unionization. Now that is, of course, one of the fears of the power brokers of college football, the notion of unionization. And unionization has failed before. We had an attempt at Northwestern. The National Labor Relations Board voted their proposal down 5-0. And it wasn't just for reasons that Northwestern was acting independently of the rest of college football. There were other elements, including the in those findings, the National Labor Relations Board actually suggested that this wouldn't apply to like 120 of or 118 of then 125 teams, meaning that they didn't see a path forward for unionization even outside of that framework, although they added the caveat that they would be willing to revisit it. I don't know that full-fledged unionization is in the future of college football. I'm also not exactly sure that it will be needed. You know, we have name, image, likeness laws being passed. We are moving towards the payment of players through name, image, likeness. We are moving rapidly towards a free one-time transfer. We have protected the scholarships of players. I think many of the things that these players are desirous of are already happening. They're already happening. They're already in the works. And I think right now what you're really hearing from the players is B's B. Players play. Players play. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. No one's forcing them into this. You know, somebody sent me an unbelievable response on Twitter today. I'll try and find that in a couple of minutes. But it was, let me see here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find this now. This is probably 8 miles down my page. I may try and find this during a break. But, you know, suffice it to say that players want to play. And we are seeing that in overwhelming numbers. And by the way, on this notion of spring football, which has been floated, that is an absolute non-starter. I don't even know. Look, I have been against that for I don't know how long. I've talked about this before, and I went in depth on this last night on Twitter as well, why spring football is an absolute joke of an idea. First of all, you strip all the best players out of the game. What's your product worth if you strip all the best players away? So it's a non-starter in that regard. Furthermore, you're going to butt up against the NFL draft. That's a part of that problem. But I'm sorry, you people all claim to care about player safety, right? I mean, that's one of your primary concerns, player safety. So what, you're going to have college football players play two seasons in 1 year? That's the plan? Explain to me how that would work exactly. I'm interested. Go ahead, help me out. Explain to me how you would play two seasons in 1 year. Explain to me how you're going to play a spring football season up to like April, and then you're going to come back in the fall and start again. What's the plan for the following year is what I want to know. For you spring football aficionados, what's the plan for the following season? Because it seems to me the plan is, oh, well, we'll have college players play two seasons in one. Okay, good luck with that. That's a complete non-starter. It's an utterly laughable notion. Furthermore, as I talked about last night, it's kicking the can down the road. You know, I responded to a tweet from Daniel Shirley last night saying, you know, look, we heard months ago that things would be better now. And they're not. They're different, but they're not better. What proof do we have that things will be different in the spring? We don't. We don't. At some point, we have to find a way to coexist with this virus until it's driven into the ground. And there are methods that we can help, by which we can help drive it into the ground. But at some point, we're going to have to find a way to coexist with it. Because life is going to go on in one fashion or another. And the future holds no guarantees, just more uncertainty. And that's why that's not a practical solution to anybody with an IQ over 50. It's not workable in any way, shape, or form. It's actually sort of laughable that anyone would suggest that. And if a conference commissioner, including a rookie, suggests that, then I think he ought to be laughed down. And keep in mind, the Big Ten was sort of out front with this in terms of what they were going to do from a scheduling standpoint. So you have a conference commissioner, again, in the Big Ten, who thinks he's some hotshot because he came from the NFL, much like Charlie Weiss did. And he needed to understand that he's not running things. And maybe today he's understood that, because when I read Greg Sankey's words, that sounds like a lecture. That sounds like, look, this is how we do this. And this is how we're going to do it moving forward. So as of about 3:40 today, I'm extremely optimistic. I remain extremely optimistic about the prospects of a college football season. Until I learn otherwise. And I prefer to take that approach, regardless of how it all turns out. But I think college football is going to start, and I think it's going to be played. And I think we have a plan in place. It's the Big Ten commissioner who allegedly abandoned their plan. Again, unless you go to the Auerbach article that just a couple hours ago, she was writing that the Big Ten presidents had not voted, which seems impossible given the propaganda that we were presented with yesterday, in which the Big 12 status was a certainty. I mean, I see tweets from 3 hours ago that says the Big Ten is officially canceled. That's not known to me. I think there is a lot of internal pressure building on the Big Ten to have an about face. If that is the case, and the Big Ten winds up begging back in, you're going to have a rookie commissioner with a lot of cliche alert egg on his face. Walter Petula Road Rage, you want in, now's the time. 654-7627, 654-7627. Have some guts. Let's go. Let's go. Let's play.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
It's time to look out for those summer thunderstorms we see here in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared. With a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
That's the sound of disinfecting in your business and workplace. It's the sound of EnviroShield being applied by JanPro of the Western Carolinas to make your business safe and clean for your customers and your employees. Like never before, it's vitally important to have your business cleaned thoroughly with a CDC-approved, hospital-grade, broad-spectrum disinfectant like EnviroShield. This electrostatic spray uses a series of different spray models for specific areas and applications in your business. It's one of the most advanced and efficient disinfectants available anywhere. And JanPro of the Western Carolinas can bring it into your business. For a simple evaluation, call JanPro of the Western Carolinas, 864-458-3053. Get your business clean for your customers and your employees. Be prepared. Gain knowledge. Move forward with JanPro of the Western Carolinas.
Rest and relax with a stay-and-play package at Arrowhead Point Golf Course on Lake Richard B. Russell in Alberton, Georgia. For just $178 each, based on four players, you'll enjoy two nights stay, two rounds of golf, two meals, and if you mention this ad, free replays. Cottages include two bedrooms, two baths, and fully stocked kitchen, sun porch, grill, dock, and beach access. Some cottages are newly renovated. Stay and play. Arrowhead Point Golf Course, 706-283-6000.
Looking to purchase or refinance your home? Look no further. First Home Equity Loans in Greenville is veteran-owned and locally operated in business for 23 years. Named Best Mortgage Company in the Upstate, offering free mortgage analysis to customize loans to each individual. Competitive rates and first-class service. Call First Home Equity Loans today at 864-438-4550. 864-438-4550. Or visit them online at ourmortgageloan.com. That's OURmortgageloan.com.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class HALT. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class Halt.
Covering the upstate with a split back formation. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Welcome to the Red Raids. We are back. You want in 654-7627. It's 4 o'clock, nearly 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I can tell you I'm feeling good about college football. I think it is going to be played despite all the negativity of the weekend that I felt like, honestly, Ramona, by like 1 a.m. last night, 2 a.m., I was still doing it. And I felt like I had been through a physical war when, in fact, I had been through a mental war all day long. And offered all of my various responses. But look, we needed leagues with balls. We saw the Eunuch League, and that was not a solution to the problem. So, you know, my call was for the SEC to step up and demonstrate some leadership, since you want to be the big dog. And it looks like they're starting to exert that authority. And if they do, you know, by the way, there's another scenario that was floated by Dan Patrick, and Chris Mortensen is echoing this now because of comments by Scott Frost and Ryan Day and others that perhaps if the Big Ten does not acquiesce, that they could see some of their teams walk out and join the SEC, for example, for one season. Now, again, let me clarify. I have no idea as to legally, morally, ethically, how that's accomplished. I don't know. But the fact that it's being discussed is significant. And if it were to happen, it would be a death blow to the Big Ten, which is perhaps another reason that the commissioner, the rookie commissioner, is waking up to a new reality today. Well, because I'm not sure that he anticipated that some of his league teams would publicly go rogue and say, okay, you stop us from playing, we're leaving. I mean, imagine for a second the damage the Big Ten would incur if Ohio State played a year in the SEC. It would be devastating. And perhaps that's enough to make you rethink your position, because there are now loud voices from head coaches in the Big Ten who are saying, we're playing. We're playing with or without you. That's what they're saying. Now, again, you know, how that is made to happen, the logistics of it, not clear to me at this point. But maybe just the threat of it is enough to send commissioner slash lawyer back to the drawing board to say, you know, this isn't working. Just like when Charlie Weiss found out that he actually wasn't smarter than everybody else. When Charlie Weiss came to college football with the belief that he was smarter than everybody else, he quickly found out that he was actually the dumbest guy in the room. That may be a revelation that the Big Ten commissioner has just come to as well. I think that's a possibility. I'm coming to you people on the phone lines. Let me tell you about Westminster Vision. doctor of optometry, Paul Coppola. Dr. Coppola is the man. He is an eye care genius. For over 30 years, he has been solving people's eye care issues, and he will solve yours. Founded in 1996, vision correction, contacts, lens dispensing, everything is guaranteed. Glasses, contacts, you name it. Dr. Coppola will give your money back if it doesn't work for you. Custom frames and lenses, they make the lenses themselves. More affordable. You can reuse your existing frames. This is Westminster Vision. You will know in 5 minutes of being with Dr. Coppola that you are in the hands of a genius. I promise you, you will. So find out yourself. Go and get your eyes checked. You'll thank me later. Three locations to serve you. Again, the original location, Westminster, 111 Retreat Street, 864-647-5076. The Clemson location, 1390 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, 864-654-4141, 864-654-4141. And, of course, the new Pendleton location as well. And I'll let you get that number from either of the other two locations as opposed to, well, let me see. I don't really want to confuse you with three numbers, but I'm going to anyway. 864-646-3535, 864-646-3535 for the Pendleton location. All right, lines are jammed. I'm coming to you. College football, yay or nay? I think we are at yay, Ramona. I think the game is going to be played.
Yeah.
And again, it's going to be very disappointing to all those miserable human beings who were so giddy with the anticipation of cancellation yesterday and who are completely absent and nowhere to be found this day. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey there, Walt. Hey, Jimmy. Come to show that people like you are the true media in this country. I swear, when I heard that the Big Ten had trying to walk away, I knew it wouldn't hold. I knew teams like Penn State and Ohio State and Wisconsin, they wouldn't hold to that thing. Tell them to come on down to the ACC and the SEC and the Big 12. Come on down. This could be the greatest year of college football to play for the Southern States Trophy.
Hey, exactly right. Look, I was suggesting last night even that, look, even if those other three leagues opted out, I'm fine. You know what? Give me ACC versus SEC for one season for the Southern National Championship, and I'll be fine. You know, and again, the rest of you people fend for yourself. So, worst case scenario, I'll be happy with that.
How about that? Instead of the Heisman Trophy, instead of doing it in New York, we could do it down in Atlanta and call it the Herschel Walker Trophy.
That's right.
We can just wipe them out.
The Southern Heisman. The Southern Heisman. The first Southern Heisman. All right.
It's time.
I'm all for it, Jimmy.
It's time, Walt.
Yep, 100%. Spot the damn ball. Let's go. That's where we're headed. I believe that. I fully believe that. I still believe it. And again, you know, Ramona.
Yes.
Body blows yesterday, but I kept punching back. I kept bringing the hammer all day, all night. I was just like a friggin' machine. I was not.
You were loving it.
Oh yeah. I just didn't believe it. You know, I still thought that there was a path forward, and again at 4 o'clock today, I'm more convinced of that than ever that there is a path forward for college football, and I think that in Greg Sankey's comments today, you see that path forward. That sounds like a man who is preparing for football. That's what it sounds like. Josh, how are you?
Doing great. Hey, Walt. So many points. I don't know if I can get to them all. First time caller, long time
listener.
Welcome in. Loved your tweet last night about college players taking the initiative to make a change when everyone else was cowering in the corner. Just feels like we're just looking for somebody to stand up and say, we're going to do this to make it happen. And everybody's scared to death of liability and every other reason why they shouldn't do it. Sad. It takes a 20-year-old to stand up and take charge in this atmosphere. Seems like it's been crazy from the get-go. The fact that you can go, you know, to Pittsburgh and play, or Virginia and play, but not play your in-state rival. Seems like the same people coming up with the rules are the ones that dictate, and you all walk through the same entrance at Walmart and leave through the same entrance at Walmart. Makes no sense as far as social distancing or common sense. But applaud some of the things you're saying and hope somebody smarter than the so-called expert can help us work through this so we can actually play football.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, here's a basic question, Josh. If we're just evaluating whether someone knows what they're doing or not, or whether they're just playing it by ear, what does it say about a league and a leader who comes out with a schedule for their league, talks about, goes into detail about how it's going to be done and how it's going to be played, because that's what the Big Ten commissioner did, and then 3 or 4 days later, with no relevant new information, no change in the status quo at all that I could determine, he suddenly abandons everything he said and does an about face and says, you know, I think we're just going to cancel it. You know, I think it speaks to his ineffectiveness as a leader, to the fact that he really had no plan other than he thought he was a big shot. You know, he thought he was a wheel. He was a wheel in the NFL, and he thought, man, I'm still a wheel. So I'm going to dictate terms. We're going to be out in front. We're going to dictate terms. And again, I think in the last 24 hours, reality has hit him that he's actually not in control, that he's not dictating anything to the SEC. And apparently, he's not even dictating anything to his own league coaches, who are now speaking out against his decisions.
I think my greater fear is if football can be controlled like this, what else can? It's amazing how it flipped and nothing changed with the virus. And we were putting out schedules, and then you turn around and now we're not playing. So players want to play, coaches want to play, colleges want to play. Who are we listening to that don't want us to play? Is there a bigger handout? What's the reason? It seems like everybody involved wants to play. I'm just confused as to who's controlling that. Seems like you've lost focus on the people actually involved in the decision and turned it over to lawyers and legal experts versus people who are actually putting their bodies on the line.
Well, right. And look, when national alleged sports writers are controlling the message on a continuous basis, day after day, week after week of constant negativity about the sport, the prospects of playing the sport. I mean, that hatchet piece by Pete Thamel the other day, in which he cited every other sport as disastrous and mentioned baseball as an absolute disaster, and you know, and just went on and on. I mean, it was disjointed, it was pointless. It was just a litany of negativity, and again, negativity that the facts defied. You know, a newsflash for Thamel, we're past the quarter point of the Major League Baseball season, and you can say whatever you want, but they're playing. And at some point, you're going to sound like an idiot because we're going to be in the stretch run, and they're still going to be playing, and you're still going to be telling us why it won't work. Well, newsflash, 4 major sports are playing, and there's zero reason that given the money involved at the highest level of Power 5 football that we can't make a go of this. It's as Trevor Lawrence said, you know, in many ways, and many other players are saying this, I'm safer here. I have a much greater chance of contracting this virus if I don't have football and I go out and party all day and I'm, you know, and I go back to where I'm from and these kind of things. Whereas when I'm under the watch of major college football programs, that are raking in money, the testing is available. The medical expertise is available. And so, in fact, it's been suggested by many players that they actually have a better chance of staying healthy, playing the sport they want to play, than if you take it away from them.
Right. And, well, at some point, you know, some of these, whoever's paying people to produce bad news, whether it's clicks or whatever, you know, somebody's got to start paying people to report good news. Everybody was very eager to jump on how many players had it at all the major programs. Nobody reported that most of those players have recovered and are able to play now. Nobody's willing to pay for the good news because it don't give me any clicks. Unfortunately, those same players and everything they're doing supports major towns and colleges and universities. But nobody's excited about clicking that because everyone wants to hear the negative and see the negative.
Yep. Excellent job, Josh.
Society as a whole, unfortunately.
Yep. Excellent job, Josh. Call me more often. Well done. Thank you. Appreciate your participation. Let's see here. Next up, it's Delvin Gamecock Will, line one. We're coming to all you guys. You want in, guys, girls. Now, today is a really good day to voice your views on everything that we've seen, and on everything that will be. And you know what? We love first-time callers. Love first-time callers. Love people who have listened for a long time, who enjoy what they hear, but who find a subject worthy of making their maiden voyage. And so I'm all open to more of that today if you want to bring that hard. So bring it strong. Come on in. Walt Diptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar. Yes, indeed. We're talking some mighty fine eating at the Chicken Basket in Anderson, home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. Now with a brand spanking newly remodeled dining room, the Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
I'm Lewis, client manager at the Health Day.